Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
But he just picked out one. Name, go the list.
Because you didn't let me.
Name the list. Go the list.
Brother, don't poet me, bro. I'll jump the table.
I'll give you, hey, Miles.
Clearly can't read.
Miles, so, I'll give you the 10 in order. Haaland,
stop,
Salah.
Stop, Jesus Christ, boy.
Go, finish the list. After you say a name. No. After you say a name. After you say a name, I'll say something. Go on.
Haaland.
Top goal scorer.
Salah.
Third goal.
Oh, mate. It's over.
You laughing?
No, you stop.
No, you.
In it, man. Dan,
you spit him up.
Dan, there'll be no more.
Because he's talking right.
We tried.
There's no more. Hey, Mouse. Mouse. It's over.
Philbit5.com. We are following up our very controversial central midfielders episode with our equally controversial attacking midfielders episode. We split them up. Maybe next year every team's going to have a good defensive midfielder, a good central midfielder, and a good attacking midfielder, and we can do three lists and make it even more like divisive.
I would like to note something. I've just realised it.
Yeah.
Not in there won't be one in the top 10, and there certainly wasn't one in the shortlist at all. Chelsea don't have any attacking midfielders worthy of being in there, do they?
No, not really.
What? Cole?
Was he not in there?
He's a winger.
Do you know what I would say? I don't think there's enough good right wingers and good left wingers, so let's make one winger list.
Well, we've already done left wingers.
So we're not doing right wingers then, basically.
We are.
Yeah, we shouldn't.
Chelsea are dead anyway, man. Don't worry about that, man.
Before we get into our list, I'm going to introduce the panel from my left to my right. He's on his way to Canada. He is Penn Games' last free live event is around the corner. His name is Muggs.
Yeah, man, aka Final Boss. You know what they say?
Final Boss. Not the Final Boss.
What, for Penn Game?
Oh, for Penn Game. Fair.
Go through me, you could take the company. But no, we're not adding that stipulation.
We're not adding that stipulation.
That'd be good, though, if you was the Final Boss. But would they murk you, some of them
you
guys?
They come on, man.
Muggs would cook.
You ain't got drill pace, man. You ain't got drill pace.
I could spit on different beats. I don't need to do drill.
Oh, well, you'll take it down to rap.
I'll just take them down to my level.
Yeah, but
what's man talking about?
That's not what the Final Boss would do.
Yes, he would. I watched The Rock tell him, if you can't, you're sacked. That was crazy.
I need to watch it, you know.
Ah, it's craziness.
The Rock's back.
The Rock's back.
Next on the panel, he's wearing his new Spartan hat. Spartan hats are back. Steve the Madman.
Yes, they are back. Oh. Talking of him being back, Margs, you are probably the only guy that wears truckers.
I need a hat. I ain't got a trim. Okay, let me have one.
You know your hat looks like a granddad hat right now, Margs.
Hmm? It's better than the other one when he wore the hat with the fingerless gloves.
Yeah, let me get that S one. Let me wear the S one now.
Let me wear the S one right now.
Yeah, this is actually good.
Let me see it.
That's how you know you're my brethren.
You're so nasty. Miles asked for the S one and you gave him the S one.
He said, huh?
Yeah, the S one's cold. Steve-O, if you could give me an S one.
Thank you, Steve-O, man. No worries, appreciate that, man. Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah, Dan's a trucker hat guy, too, though.
Yes. STMM store.
STMM store.
King of Snap Man with a gap.
Next on the panel, his hat's a bit baggy. Savage Dan.
It works, though.
resize it.
I like it.
It needs to be resized.
Great night of boxing the other night, Dan.
It was decent.
Mm.
It was
unbelievable.
Decent.
One of the best fights I've seen
in
a long time.
I think Wardy just won that.
It's going to be a great rematch.
I thought...
I'm going Fabio.
I actually thought Frazier won it, but most people just are split, which means we need a rematch.
Yeah. Wait, Dan, on the last EPS, we spoke about The Stable, innit?
Yeah, McGuigan.
Have you been watching that? The Stable?
No.
No, have you heard about the show, The Stable?
No.
No.
It's an old show, though, you know.
What's it about horses?
There was a show called Glue back in the day that was about horses, but it got cancelled because too many horses died.
Wow.
Horses dying? Oh, you know that's the thing with horses.
Yeah. What, that they die?
Yeah.
No,
if they get injured, they just kill them.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
That's they don't even let them
and
heal.
And if you're bred to be a racehorse and like you're not even quick.
Reece James.
Goodbye.
But do we know why?
It's not that we don't even eat them.
Is that fair that they break their leg?
They do.
Is that fair that they break their leg and they have to die?
Yeah, that's mad. Can it not be? Do we know why though?
No, I'm asking you if it was fair. You said
oh,
yes.
Oh no, 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 no! Is it true? It's true.
No, it's true. Sorry. I'm saying, is it fair?
No, no
it's
way.
Not fair.
Poor promo for the Hatsworth.
Has anyone broke their leg here?
I heard Dazza broke his leg. By the way,
I broke my leg. I'd be dead.
You'd be dead.
Well, if I was a horse.
Yeah, yeah. If you were a horse, yeah. Yeah, Dazza broke his leg.
On holiday,
how?
Innit?
In Thailand.
On holiday? Yeah. I'm breaking your leg on holiday. You're so dumb.
That did stinks. He? Recent?
Yesterday, yeah.
Now.
Now.
I said recent. Now, bro.
Now.
How?
Now, yeah. Bro.
He got knocked off his bike.
What?
Do you know, I'm actually going to find out.
That's his leg broken now.
Right, is this
that's
second,
the most Dazza thing ever.
That's crazy.
He should have gone on holiday.
So he's clumsy.
But next on the panel, his name's Jordy. He's got no new music. You can start putting pressure on him to put new music out again.
What do you mean,
it's just
man?
Released music.
Yeah, I'm tired, man.
Okay.
What? No, I'm bringing it back to the days where you released annually.
Nah, man. You got to do better
than
that.
You get lost. You would get lost. Music comes out too quick.
J. Cole got this, released a diss, released the apology.
Oh.
Oh. It's water, though. It's water.
Do you remember Ants?
Yeah, the animal.
This reminded me of Ants.
The film?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where?
Not just Ants.
And this thing is a metaphor for society right now, because when, look, you see when this happens, and all the ants were like,
yeah,
the colony was.
Sylvester Stallone, Jennifer Lopez.
That was Sylvester Stallone?
Yeah,
yeah.
He was the big ant.
The big ant. Sly.
Barbados.
Is that his name?
Yeah.
Was that his name?
Yeah. Why do you remember his name?
You're a cartoon fan, ain't you?
Ain't like Barbosa or something like that?
No, it's
Barbados.
If he stamps it, you didn't even back him when he said it alone.
No, it's Barbados. He didn't even know it was Sly. That's terrible.
Sylvester Stallone's name is actually Weaver, and Barbados is Danny Glover. Yeah. It's Barbatus, by the way. Not
Danny
Barbados.
Glover.
Yeah,
Barbatus.
Or Barbatus, maybe. Barbatus is Barbados. Barbados.
Barbados and Barbados is the same thing, especially if you're American.
Yeah, exactly. Ant can't complain about his name. This is your aunt. You can't correct me.
Next to the panel, a man who knows all the rules for what animals can and can't complain about. His name's Miles.
AKA Waz, AKA the best looking guy on YouTube. I haven't said that for a while, man.
Next on the panel, representing for Lyon.
Come on.
Olympique Lyon. His name's Poet.
Shout out Maitland-Niles, Cup Final.
You don't know.
I will try to be there.
Oh. Maybe five Lyon players.
Right now.
No, not right now.
Yeah,
well, right now.
No, not right now.
Even right now. Even right now is hard.
Why would you do that? Not right
but
now.
But they all have to be from Brazil.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Because I know five.
Oh, you don't mean right now, playing right now. You mean he has to tell you right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, tell me right now. Five Brazilian players that played for Lyon.
Five.
It's a good one.
No.
That's a good one. No.
Okay.
That is right. A very good one.
This is difficult, to be
this
fair.
Is very, could be
there's
one of the
Janinho,
best.
Which is the most big yeah. one, I guess.
Don't drag it out.
There's Mr. Flintstone himself, Fred. I used to like Fred. Yeah. There was Bruno Guimarães when he should have signed for Arsenal.
He knows ball, you know.
He does. That's the three I have. Fried.
Five.
I thought you said you had five.
Oh, we said five.
Yeah, you said five.
Yeah, but you need to help me.
So it's five if I helped.
Yeah. Two more.
We don't even know if there are five. Is that what we're saying?
I want to say Paquette as one. And the last one.
Mulligan.
I'm going to throw out a name called Alex. I ain't heard now.
No.
I would have gone.
Anderson.
Just threw the name.
I would have gone.
Sonny Anderson. Sonny Anderson. Oh.
Well. It's time to get into our top 10 of attacking midfielders in the Premier League today. Ooh. As this season starts to build to such a dramatic climax where everyone's just not really that interested.
I'm interested.
Mm. We're interested.
I'm upset that I'm not involved, but I'm interested, yeah. Mm.
They can still get Champions League.
There ain't been a three horse race in a while. Any three of them can do it. That's interesting to me.
Well, I'm going to run through some of the players that got votes and didn't make the top 10. Steve-O gave him 10th place, and it was Alex Iwobi.
Shout out Alex Iwobi, though, man.
Did well.
Definitely
did
done well.
World Cup. Had a good World Cup.
I didn't think he'd get there, but I just wanted to pick up.
Nah, he's playing well. He's
shout
had a good World Cup
Alex Iwobi, Calvin Bassey, my guy.
Got taken off before half time the other day.
Yeah, sub-tactical.
Savage Dan voted Mason Mount 9th.
What?
Huh? He ain't played, but I just wanted to show that he still has my support despite.
That is terrible.
Margs gave a 9th place vote to Joe Linton.
I like that.
I like Joe Linton.
9th place, yeah.
Oh, Joe Linton, he's still alive.
You liked him this season?
When he's been injured as well. He ain't played a lot anymore. I think he's good, man. He surprised me a lot. I thought he was one of the worst players in the league when they was playing him up front. Moved to the midfield.
You don't know ball challenge.
That is a blue, that is horrible, you know? That's horrible, yeah.
You see, in this league, all you need is physicality. Not all you need, but if you've got physicality and you've got legs and you've got to run, that's why a man like Billing and that can make a living there. And they go up against the midfields. Man United do it all the time when they don't want to run and they just get overrun. And that's a that is like a hallmark of the Prem. Like these athletes that can ball and that. And Joel Linton is a good midfielder.
Chat to them.
He's good. But
you don't know ball if you don't like him, but that's cool.
He's not top 10.
We've all said we like him here, right? I think, right?
Nah.
Nah.
What he's just said is totally correct. He dominates midfields, by the way.
Mm.
But he's not that great.
Well, good thing is Miles can now stand on 10 toes, not snitch, leave us out the Rico. Seventh place, you had Harvey Elliott.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. Let me tell you.
Baller, though.
Baller. I was going to put him in, then I thought, you know what? I'll give it another season or two.
Well, he should have spud you then.
I know.
I didn't put him in. But
no, I was going to put him in.
I'm happy with that. Thank you. He deserves a mention. He's unbelievable.
He's been good. He's been very good.
Change the game against Man United. Came on.
Always finds a spare player, which is a skill, man.
He always keeps it ticking as well. And he's not shy away from the ball.
I love him. Little Harvey, man, with his little perm.
The next player, 13th. Margs gave him a 10th place vote. Pope gave him a 7th place vote. Miles gave him a 10th place vote. Kai Havertz.
Nice.
I love Kai.
Very good, but I'm still not having him as an attacking midfielder.
I understand that. Miles was purely biased. It was purely biased.
And you lot actually hate him now.
Nah, Arsenal season turned around with him there. Not turned around. They were good anyway, yeah. But now they're up front.
He looks crazy.
Yeah.
Your right hand's going to be stuck, but...
excuse me?
Not you.
No. T, Mars on T.
He's made this up in your head.
I haven't.
Margs has this next player 6th. Jordy has him 10th. And Dan has him 10th. Good, honest, attacking midfield player, Scott McTominay.
I think that's what I'm looking for instead of a Joe Linton.
Similar.
Come on, man.
Right, and I said it last show. His Man United bias is really shining, man. When your team's not doing too great and your players shouldn't be up there, he's still putting them there. Before you could
Which
argue.
One is it? Am I Man United's worst fan or am I biased? Which one is it?
Yeah, that's true. I ain't said it for a couple of years, though.
That's true.
Also, he's probably scored the most last-minute game winners out of everybody that's in that list.
Yeah. He's clutch.
Ooh. So as an attacking midfielder.
It's clutch, man.
He's Scottish.
He needs to start, he
bags for Scotland.
He is Scottish. And I always say it, man. There's certain places when players are from there, you just got to take them seriously. Scott McTominay is a dog.
Do you know his name's short for Scotland?
11th is a player that we didn't have in the shortlist because we've considered him a winger this season. And when it came down to it, there's a few inside players who, if they play more games on the wing, we've just classified them as wingers. Even if they do play a lot of games and their natural position is in the side, like Cole Palmer, but also Poet's third place vote, which is Phil Foden.
Yeah.
He's going to be on our winger list.
He wasn't even on the list.
He wasn't. I don't know. I just felt like I saw him there for some strange reason. But most importantly, when I saw attacking midfielders, I just said I would put that in my list anyway. But he doesn't really play there too often.
He does sometimes, yes. Yeah.
He does. It's like Cole Palmer does sometimes. But
he's played there more often this year, to be fair.
Has he?
Yeah.
Not more often than on the wing, but more often than he usually plays there.
Not more often than on the wing. Because De Bruyne's been out for half the season. So and that's
yeah, but
where
they
he's
put Silva out there, though. Well, him and Bernardo were interchange, innit? So it's not really...
You don't even really know where them man play.
Yeah, it's kind of bad.
Bro, so many times I've watched Man City, I don't have a clue.
Free roll. We might need to do a free roll list.
Oh, yeah, because they had Alvarez come too, innit?
That's a good list, you know. There's a lot of men that free rolling around.
Don't
in the
have
pitch.
A Scooby where they play.
The whole of Chelsea.
We've made it to our top 10.
Wee.
Now, this player could have been in the central midfielders list, but because of the team he plays for and what he does for that team, he becomes an attacking midfielder, even though he does it from deep. His output is very attacking.
Crazy.
He got a ninth place vote from Jordy, a 8th place vote from Miles, and a 7th place vote from me. He's Ross Barkley.
Yes.
Player.
Come on, boys.
Very good. Very decent.
Come on, boys. He deserves to be
redemption.
In the top 10. Going off this, yeah. Going off
I
this
don't
season.
I've really watched.
Pardon? Ross Barkley. He's probably one of the reasons why they're floating around safe zone
17.
Right now.
What
yeah.
I'm saying 18, is you've
yeah,
watched
man.
Him a couple of times and he's played well.
Have you watched him more? I haven't put him in my list.
No, I haven't. But I just know Ross
what?
Barkley.
What? You haven't watched him? You haven't watched Ross Barkley this season?
He said, have I watched him more? I said, probably not. Like,
yeah,
I don't,
so your
I,
take
I don't,
is
I don't
not,
know.
It's void there.
But yeah, I just,
void,
but yeah. I know. I just, but
so
I just
why
know,
are you contesting this?
I just know you haven't.
Of course,
me. That's it.
How
that's
do you know
what
I
I'm testing.
Why me?
I know that you have not put your eyes on Ross Barkley playing.
Yeah, we have.
Cam
you don't watch football
to put him in ahead of all the other players.
Yes, I have.
That's what
yes, I have. Yes,
that's
I have.
What I think. All right.
Yes, I have. What's he talking about?
Hey, Steve-O's hat's out now. He's going mad.
What's he talking about?
Luton have had a lot of television time.
A lot. A lot. A lot. They've taken.
Max 4.
No, I could tell you all the points.
Max 4?
For what?
TV time
no,
on TV?
No, they've had more. No, they've had more.
They've had at least 10 games.
They've
had
televised a lot.
At least 10 games.
Ross Barkley's been very consistent
I watched their game just the other day with Clinton Morrison.
Kendrick, calm down. Kendrick is cool.
I don't know about what you're watching. I'm not going to incriminate myself, but I watch football. I watch football live.
You put him at ninth?
Tenth, he's tenth.
No, but you...
Eighth, he put him eighth.
Eighth. I just don't know, mate. Like, ahead of... Whoa.
He's been so good, man.
He's been so good. I agree with you, I'm saying.
I'm very interested to see what happens to him this summer.
Yeah, he's been all right. Didn't suit my agenda, so I didn't put him on the list. But
yeah, you put Joe Linton instead, yeah.
Did he just get the year?
That's my agenda, man.
I think he got a one-year deal. Yeah, well, Luton ain't giving out two-year deals in the Prem, no way.
Do you reckon he stays in the Prem?
Yeah, I reckon he'll come to a team that's coming up.
That midfield between Ross Barkley
might go Leicester.
And Lokonga, them two together in the midfield have looked very good this season.
The team that's bottom of the league. They're not bottom, second from 18.
It's Luton, bro.
The team third from bottom Luton, of the league. Luton, look very good.
It's Luton.
Oh, right by their standards.
I'm going to check if the team fourth bottom of the league. Let's see if Steve-O voted for their number 10.
Is it? All right, we'll get there.
Yeah,
all right. It's in trouble.
Ah!
Steve-O. Exactly.
I love when Steve-O's on because he goes.
I wish people on Twitter can see me do that. I do it all the time, bro.
Take a picture.
Can't do
that. Yeah, man, Ross Barkley's been quality.
He'll get a move. Yeah. If Luton go down and he's got 1 year contract.
Crystal Palace.
Anyone who comes up, even.
But what about Crystal Palace?
No.
Not anyone.
Too close to London, too close to Lippi.
He's living in London now.
He was at Chelsea.
That's Luton. He's no way he's moved. He's living
too close to Lippi.
He's definitely in London, bro.
He's next to Lippi now.
Oh, he probably lives next to Lippi now.
Yeah. I just don't like it.
Nah, he could definitely be staying.
He's not got his mind right if he's chatting to Lippi.
Bournemouth. Bournemouth's a good move for him.
Nah, not
he's
Bournemouth.
He's got his priorities all over the place.
Bournemouth.
I like Brentford for him.
Oh, Bournemouth by the Sandbanks.
Sandbanks is lovely.
In front of him in centre midfield for Ross Barkley.
Ross Barkley. Pelinha.
Pelinha's gone, don't worry.
Oh, Fulham.
Yeah, Fulham, man.
You want to stick him in the King's Road?
You lot are going crazy. Yeah, bro.
Now you're asking too much of him there.
What do you think of Ross Barkley?
Yeah.
See, the video I saw. No, he can't come London.
I don't think that's I need to be in an urban environment thing. I think that's
He looks like he's still got a computer tower.
Number 9 on our list, and he was voted high by Steve-O and Dan and Tigo. Dominic Szoboszlai.
No.
Not like the full.
He didn't have a good
the
game.
Full
the other
ticket,
day.
Didn't. Not the full ticket that he looked like when he first joined.
Liverpool fans are on him.
He's still very clean.
He's very good.
Yeah.
He just hasn't maintained that explosive entrance. The game I watched against Man United, they were so there for the taking, and I think he was one of the players that was guilty of not being clinical.
Is it just Man United though, Poet?
Not, some of the games that I've seen before, it's been a little bit. The passing's not what it was. The long range shots ain't quite the same.
And I think maybe he's burning out now because it's been a long old season. Maybe
the injury didn't help.
But he started well. I know there's a player there.
I think because he had set a level up here, I still think his level is here now is still, I see him still dominating.
I don't think he even
I still
set
see
a
him
level
attacking, making great, setting up chances. Getting close with other chances, he probably put a few more goals away, but he's still top draw.
I think Liverpool fans set the level up there because it's better than what they had from before. But if
he's actually really good.
But if you're going off the Premier League, yeah, he is. But if you're going off the Premier League standard, he's not top.
He's better than Barkley.
I've seen Barkley control games more for Luton than I have seen Szoboszlai.
Because he ain't got players around him.
That's Kenilworth Road, man.
I don't want to hear that. Can't do that. You ain't got players
it's
around him.
It's like Cole Palmer at Chelsea. Because there's no one else around, it's going to come through him.
Szoboszlai ain't got players around him.
He's got players around him.
Yeah,
so
Ross is doing it by himself.
So he's sharing the load. So he's not going to see him controlling games as much.
Ross Barkley from that deeper position is going to control games more than a Dominic Szoboszlai.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
More an off-ball runner.
And you'll notice it. Luton are going to be up against it far more than Liverpool are.
Of course.
So like you'll notice everything. It's the heartbreak.
He's a good player, but where is this ninth?
Szoboszlai is going to be one of the better, and he'll score a lot of goals next year.
At 9's not bad though. I'm not mad at that. At least he's top 10.
I think Liverpool fans are going to be mad, but they're mad at every one of our lists.
Well, they're mad at him.
They're mad at him. They're very mad at Szoboszlai.
But Liverpool fans will still find a way.
They're actually mad at him right now.
We're mad at him because he's actually the top two and he's playing like he's six.
Dominic Szoboszlai, I like him. I can't forgive him for that chance he missed at Old Trafford though. Very, very poor.
It's a tough place to go, clearly, for Liverpool.
Off his heel. Huh. My lord.
Klopp don't think.
He should think.
He can't even. You're not even lying. It's tough.
Well, number 8 on our list, and Steve-O did vote for him, but Margs and Geordie had him highest. Morgan Gibbs-White.
What a player.
I didn't vote for him.
I didn't vote for him.
But let's be real.
He hasn't been as good this season as he was last season.
The Forest haven't been as good this season as they were last season.
So it proves my point.
Does it?
What's your point? Because he's been...
Because he's dropped off a level. Like, he's probably playing like a...
No, go on.
No, like an eighth place.
Okay, but wait.
Attacking you see, midfielder.
Their laugh is a fielder. Yeah. Their laugh is at my thing. Yeah, they just laugh.
Because you know, it's their laugh. it looks like background music when you're talking. Their laugh is just disgusting. Now, I'm with you, though. He's almost like he's got a little bit of tax from the previous season and we know how good he is, but I haven't seen loads of moments like I saw. I haven't watched Forest
I think I've seen
a lot,
it.
But I haven't seen loads of moments like I saw.
But ability... He's, for me, still top 10.
Yeah. I watched him against Spurs, even though that was a very difficult watch.
Before, with his ability and how he is in games, if his team was top 4, he'd be way up higher on the list.
If he had better wingers as well, I know Alanga's had a good season, but my Lord, some of the decisions, no. In the last game I watched, some of the decisions, oh, terrible, bro. Terrible.
His attacking partners would sometimes Hudson-Odoi, Elanga, they're not as consistent as he would be.
At all.
Performance-wise.
He got the ball
so
in the middle of the park.
It's going to hinder him.
Yeah, he got the ball middle of the park. Looked at right.
Last year, Brendan Johnson, who was like right there with him.
Yeah,
them
yeah,
two,
100.
Them two, you get me? And yeah, man, that hurt.
Marks, Savage Dan reckons Morgan Gibbs-White is a bit of a sexy boy.
Oh, Shawn Michaels? Nah. You know what it is? He tried to trigger me.
Okay, man.
I'm not doing that. You started up something so stupid.
What do you mean?
Like, so stupid, and you got people disrespecting the legend that is Shawn Michaels.
I like Shawn Michaels. That's my guy. But what I'm going to say is this. When he
snaked his boy, though.
When he comes down the ramp, you see it. Everything he does, they clear roads for him. That's the guy. But no one took enough note of Triple H.
Facts.
Hunter, Hurst, Helmsley.
That's the
married
game.
Stephanie McMahon.
Facts.
The game. D-Generation X. Road Dogg. X-Pac.
China.
Everything.
Tell him.
Shawn started D-Generation X. And he gave it to him when he left.
That's China's man.
I don't
understand. Whilst Triple H was simmering under there, no one paid him any attention.
Facts.
And then boom.
Sledgehammer.
The game's,
boom.
The
sledgehammer.
Game, the game's biggest run. Yeah. Nobody was there. He's fighting himself. Batista and that.
Oh,
you know what, like,
what are you talking about? The Rock, The Rock was there. Everyone was around there.
He's fought The Rock at a main event probably twice. He's fought The Rock at a main event twice. It was an Intercontinental Champ stuff, not
chat
world
to
level.
Them,
guy, anyway, you know what? We're not doing this.
Do you have a finishing move better than the Pedigree?
Stone Cold Stunner.
No.
Screeching music.
There's only one that's more dangerous.
It's Tombstone.
I'm talking. Yeah. The ones that you do in the playground. When I did a Pedigree on a girl.
You did a Pedigree to a girl.
I was in like year 5.
No, I don't make it.
Bam, face on concrete. That's it.
No bus case because of that.
The best finishing move in the playground nobody wanted. Mandible claw.
Anyway, look, I rate
Morgan Gibbs-White.
I rate Morgan Gibbs-White as well as the Heartbreak Kid. And I model myself as
Are
that.
You saying that he's simmering and no one's watching him?
No, I'm saying everyone can see everything he does. And that's why they're ranting and raving. But there are some players who might not even really be in this list that you
Harvey
can't really
Elliott.
See.
I
hear
a Harvey Elliott type That's of it. Situation.
I'm telling you, Triple H.
There are some players out there, you see everything they do. Salah's not going to do it and kill you quietly. He's going to kill you with the dotty.
Also, Gibbs-White's 25 now as well. Like,
Shawn Michaels doesn't have a gun.
No, Shawn Michaels had several guns.
He had badass Billy Gunn.
Stone Cold and Brian Pillman, they had a gun.
They all had guns.
Yeah, because there's no laws in America for
Bro,
that.
You think the Texas Rattlesnake never had guns?
Of course he did. He had straps for days.
Of course he did. The Rock Samoan. How you think they didn't have guns?
Oh, I know the problem with Gibbs-White.
Go.
The mustache.
It's bad mustache.
Okay.
Yeah. I wonder what he looks like without it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, the mustache.
Because
it looks strong.
It looks like there's colouring. Like there's
just like a Movember thing that went too far.
This is like a conscious effort. This is just my life.
I was saying, with pot kettle black.
Oh, you're doing that role again?
Hey, the worst thing is that he said pot kettle black.
Yeah.
You don't usually say
Where's
that.
Where's Steve-O, man?
You just say pot kettle.
Steve-O.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, because you don't need to say pot. You
calling
say pot
the kettle black. I shortened it down.
No, you didn't shorten it enough.
I've never heard this. I've never heard this.
You know how the pot calling the kettle black?
I think maybe if he shaved that moustache, we'd be like, whoa, what's going on there, maybe. Yeah.
You think?
People with moustaches generally are hiding something.
Isn't it? I told you, Jordy.
Like Vince McMahon, you seen Vince McMahon's moustache? Since we're talking about wrestling, he's hiding a lot.
Especially people with moustaches and no beard, they're hiding loads.
That's not fair.
That's not
fair. Now you're crying. Like, I know where you're crying.
Do you know why you're in trouble? Because I didn't meet you with that tash.
Me?
Yeah.
I've been growing it.
Why? that means you're guilty.
I can't grow it, bruv. So I've been trying to grow it. Yeah. That make sense? No. And yours looks like it's been like a French, like pencil.
Yeah, no, it's like if I let this go, it curls.
Is it?
Yeah.
Crazy. I can't grow, I've been growing.
In COVID, I look like
Gaston.
Pepe Le Pew or something.
Gaston.
Gaston.
Well, number 7 on our list, he was voted for by everybody on the list, and Dan had him highest, so he could probably explain it best. Eberechi Eze.
Yeah.
Good player.
I'm gone, Dan.
What more do you want me to say, man?
Say like, more, elaborate.
Really good. I kind of...
That's elaborating.
Silky,
what more
smooth,
can I say?
Unreal.
I do think overrated.
What?
Nah.
I rate him, but I think he's overrated.
You had him highest on the list.
I think he's overrated a lot of players.
Why?
Because I think he's also one of those players that you just see everything that's good on them.
I don't know if you do.
What do you mean?
Him and Elise's point. What was you going to say?
I'm basically saying, yes, he's carrying them, but...
Where to?
Like, anyway, I had him highest. So I rate him higher than all of you lot. I'm
he
safe.
Didn't know what he was doing there.
I had him highest out of you lots, but he's not in my top five.
But you're the only one calling him overrated.
Nah.
He's not in my top five.
Can I say
he's not overrated, though.
He's not overrated.
But I'm saying everyone rants and raves about him, but...
Because he's that good, Dan.
No, just because we're seeing technical ability, like we're seeing a gift. We're seeing a gifted.
City wanted him.
Gifted.
Yeah, he's that good, bro.
I've seen a lot of gifted players that can't turn the screw.
But
I just hope he's not one of those.
Yeah, but he might turn the screw when he goes to a better club.
He's turning the screw.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I know.
Been turning the screw since QPR. Gone up levels, turned the screw some more. Put into the England team.
He's a handyman.
Not for England, but just kept his
screw turned.
Screw turning. for his club. You know what I mean? So
no, he's good. Listen,
he's unbelievable.
Let me reiterate this: I had him higher than anyone else here.
I feel Dan played him down because of them.
No, I'm just, this is how I think that attacking players with lots of potential that haven't reached it yet should be played down.
How old is he as well?
I think he would be sensational 25. In Chelsea Blue.
25, so this is it now. You kind of kick on here. I think he would be very good in Chelsea Blue.
Well, I heard that Pep liked him a lot, but now I think it's Paqueta, personally.
Yeah, as in, I just hope he can be as effective as he is talented. That's it.
I think Chelsea should make.
What position does he play though? Because like the number 10 position doesn't look like he's disappearing. Does he sort of move to the wing?
Because like most teams can't play with one.
So then, what does that mean for him though?
Is there a thing
just
where
deeper?
There's a lot of number 10s playing, or that people that playing? Are we going to start seeing two? Like, are we going to see a change of formation to fit these? Because there was a lot
to accommodate the situation. Yeah, the previous players.
I think 10s are mad important if you play 4 at the back.
We saw City play on the weekend.
Yeah, but theirs is a cheat code. Because they've also got like the best player in almost every position. So it's just annoying. So I'm saying like they can do the tiki-taka, they can go a bit direct. But I'm saying as them players that if you're playing 4 at the back and you've got 2 holding, you need a 10.
Yeah, you do.
I don't like 4-3-3. I think it's too easy to defend against nowadays.
Yeah, but you do 4-2.
That 10, you know, like a 10 that just drops in that little, drops in the hole and just like, just gets in between everyone. You
Madison
can't do that from an 8, really.
The 10 sort of, they stop being 10s, right? Now that we're playing, teams are playing, like really playing through and that, they're becoming super important, right?
For the 10s?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Are they 10s now, though? Or is it something else?
How many 10s are there in the league? 3?
At least 4? At least 4 good 10s, anyway.
No, not many.
Madison's one.
Odegaard.
Odegaard, Eze, but Chelsea don't
have
one.
It was like 10s not playing in the 10 position. They're just
Odegaard's a 10.
It's like they're 8s.
He plays like a 10.
But Odegaard definitely, in terms of like where he's come from, would probably be a 10.
He's just the most advanced midfielder in the Arsenal team.
The way I say a 10, see, for me, it's like goes through them a bit.
No, I'm saying 10 is like that central figure, like in between the lines. Not someone who drifts out wide. I'm
yeah,
talking
that's Odegaard.
A 10 is the type of player that like you change your formation.
It's not like the old 10.
You know what it is? I think there's a few players in the league here that, like you're saying, the type of player will describe them with their skill set and all that. We're saying
as
like
a 10.
They're 10s, yeah. Like, so that's what we're calling them. But there's not a lot of teams actually play with a 10 like what we would know
you
it.
You can say Odegaard, but like, Kai Havertz was your most advanced midfielder for most of this season.
But he wasn't coming through him though. Like, he comes
because
through
they kind of like,
that's what I'm saying,
teams.
But that's not a 10 then. That's
whereas
a playmaker.
You see old school Ozil, you'd never dream of playing him anywhere other than that 10.
Yeah, but then football's in a different space. The way football is today, like I said, some of the players that are number 2, like Ozil would have loved to have seen today, he probably wouldn't have played 10 at all. They probably would have found another position. And Ozil played wing for Real Madrid a lot as well. So they would have definitely found a way for these 10s to be accommodated.
10s are clever, so they find space anyway.
Do you know what I'm saying?
But number 6 on our list was voted for by everybody, and Miles had him highest, so he can go first explaining why James Maddison is the 6th best attacking midfielder in the Premier League.
Yeah. James Maddison, like we said, explaining tens, there's only a handful of tens in this league. And James Maddison, he's definitely one of the best attacking midfielders in this league. He makes things happen for Tottenham. Everything goes through him.
Mm-hmm.
They pick up the ball from Bissouma. He drives. He could sit in the space in between the defenders and the midfielders. He could pop a shot. He could pick a pass. He could do it all. James Maddison is a great player.
Does he drive a lot?
He could drive the ball. I've seen him pick the ball deep and drive into a space. Obviously, that's not his game, but he can do it as a 10.
I don't know.
I think the 10 is the hardest position to play.
He done it against us at the Emirates.
Yeah, exactly. He did it. Yeah. The only thing that James Maddison just needs to do is stay injury free. But other than that, he's up there.
The thing with James Maddison and these players that we're saying that are like that is it's the fact that they look, they're always looking for that pass. They're always looking in that in the way that teams have become a lot more robotic and like there's a lot of that.
When I was watching Tottenham versus Forest the other day, everything went through Maddison. Majority of the play went through Maddison.
You see, there's not that many players. Yeah, like a lot of players now.
Everything flew through.
You see, that can proper hurt you on a half turn. And he's one of them. And if you have got one of them, you're probably better off playing them in a 10. Like a
everything we say about him, though, surely his output should be better than it is.
Yeah.
That's due to injuries, though, because at the beginning of the season... At the beginning, yeah, no, you're right now, because his output right now...
Two assists in 10.
His output lately has been bad.
So, you know what it is? There's so many times that you would get the ball on the half turn. This is going to what you said about... some people you see and he will do that pass that gets Kulusevski. Then he will assist the ball, and there's so many of that he's starting pre-assist. These.
Yeah, but then again, when we talk about 10, now I'm not diminishing his ability. I'm just saying if we're going to have a talk about 10, you're going to talk about someone who's a playmaker in the most attacking space on the pitch. If you're that and you have the vision and the touch you lot saying he has, his output should be better, which is why I say 10 is, when you say it's a 10, I'm saying, let's rein it back in a bit more.
For me, Europe at the moment, apart from KDB, is Florian Wirtz. Yeah. Now, his output at the moment is mental goals, output. Assists, mental. As well as chances created, all the rest of it. So if you, that for me is the perfect.
Is Musiala a 10? Yes or no?
Interesting. He's got that ability though.
Talk about 10s, I don't think 10s are being played. Like Havertz is the closest to a 10 that I've seen this year.
Okay, fair enough.
Because he was free in the attacking space and was a midfielder.
But you know what? That's so false 9, how false 9 would play is not how a 10 would play.
A false
in my
9
day.
Has ruined the 10's position, basically.
Yeah, he's sat in there. Like Trossard can play.
And Harry Kane, yeah, for real.
If you're playing with a 10, you need an out-and-out killer number 9, last man shoulder.
Yeah, because Madison to Son is not Madison to Tony or Madison to... Well,
Son's a killer, though.
Son wants to run channels.
He's not naturally straight through.
So then maybe Madison's situation in terms of output for numbers is down to a lack of, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I've seen Werner miss a few opportunities this year.
You wouldn't play him in a system that doesn't suit him and say, you're a 10, but don't worry, you're not going to get any assists.
He'll have other stats. Forget his, like, obviously goals and assists is what, like, is the main things you look at. But chances created...
He's up there.
He will be way up there.
No, of course. I'm here to defend Madison. Yeah. I'm saying Madison's definitely doing all of that. I'm just saying in certain situations, I reckon your numbers would be higher, which is obviously an obvious statement if you had a more productive striker. Because Son, I've seen going left wide a little bit. Richarlison.
Sixth, yeah.
No. He should be higher for me. At least in the top five.
Let's have a look what's going on.
In Madison?
I think he should at least be in the top five for me.
His output's probably the only thing.
I want to see who's got above him then, because I think he should be top
five. And what their
output is. Yeah.
Bruno Fernandes is... But clear, by the way, at the number one, I believe.
Of chances.
Yeah.
He's created like a million.
Pascal Gross.
I was with some United fans that were killing him the other day.
He's not in the top 10.
Who?
For big chances
Maddison. Kulusevski is. He's not.
But I would say that Maddison not being in it is due to him missing a lot, though.
He has missed a lot.
How many games
that,
he, how long was he injured for? He
missed at least 3 months worth of football, mate.
He missed 3 months?
We know what I say about stats.
At least 3 months worth of football.
Well... That's James Maddison. And number 6 on our list was voted for by everybody. Steve-O and Margs had him highest. They had him number 2. So Margs, before we get into Steve-O's fandom, you can tell us why Lucas Paqueta is the second best attacking midfielder
just
in the Premier League.
Just sold my car to Lucas Paqueta.
For me, it was pretty easy. Yeah. Put him number 2. Bruno's number 1.
Right, yeah. That makes sense.
But
doesn't make sense, but it makes sense.
Makes sense to me. Plus, it's my favourite, isn't it? It's what I like. I think it's that... he's one of the best attacking players in the league, man. I think he's just quality. I'm going to be pissed when Man City buy him.
Played some good games on the wing this year. had to graft for it.
I don't like that.
Yep. But they beat Chelsea with him on the wing, right?
He beat Chelsea, we beat Arsenal.
Is Paqueta...
Go on, ask the question.
You beat Arsenal when?
We beat you twice.
In the League Cup.
And the league.
He did. No, I'm... Yeah, he did your thing. But I'm saying, when I see Paqueta play, I see him get the ball from deep, though. I see him drop a lot into that deep space and drive.
But Bruno does that as well.
The eye test, he had you sad when we was... Upton Park, wherever it was.
What's it called?
The Boylan. The Olympic Stadium. London Olympic Stadium.
In Westfield.
Quality player. Man, I'll be honest with you. I've probably said it here. I was like, let him go. I'd rather bring in another player, spend it well. Well, no, man. He set up, it was in a row. He set up 7 goals in a row. And then when he left, like got injured, we didn't, like literally, he is the pinnacle of the ball goes through him. Even Kudos didn't play well when he wasn't there. He makes the team tick. Definitely going to miss him. He's an unbelievable player. When he went and played for Brazil as well, I thought, let's see, right, he dominated for Brazil as well.
Brazil's the guy, man.
Yeah, I was like, okay, this guy's...
He was good at Lyon, to be fair.
He was great at Lyon, but it was saying, I think he had a head problem.
Might be the gambling. When are we going to get something settled on his gambling stuff?
And he bust that case.
Oh, yeah.
I thought he busted.
That's why the City deal fell through, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then they've been linked with him again, so I just figured that it's
but
all right
now.
But
I think it's not as bad as the other
some dirt over it, innit?
Tonali. He's been doing it again, right?
Yeah, the Tonali done it again.
Allegedly.
Zaniolo bust
case. What he's not betting on? Just like corners.
Black.
Red.
Lucas Paqueta allowed FA access to his phone amid probe, and that was in October. But there's not a lot come out since then.
Listen, man, he's a good guy. He's a family guy.
I'm going to give the FA access to my phone.
FA could have my phone.
Bro, you can't have my phone. You're sick.
He's a great guy. Vouch for him.
I think, and this might be a hot take. I think you can be a good guy.
And gamble.
I don't think they're mutually exclusive.
Possibly.
Yeah. Hey, ask all the barbers in Wood Green, fam. Good guys.
Wow. Oh, wow.
It's good guys and gamblers?
Fifth, yeah? Is it fifth, you say?
That's all right.
I don't think there is 5 players in the Premier League, 4 players with better ability.
The Paqueta.
And with more output than him, yeah.
Well, there are.
Oh, you're looking at it, yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
There is, but if he says that, I'm not even mad at him saying that.
Why? Well, no, he just said it. No, what he said was statistics. As in, it's not an opinion.
Huh?
Well, what he said is like,
is it a fact?
Well, you'll tell us if they're better than Paqueta for every player in the rest of the list.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, so we come on.
No, and I'll be honest. Not like him.
All right. I'm more than honest.
More than honest. What's more than honest?
Snitch. Biles, apparently. Snitch.
I'm more than honest.
What's more than honest?
When we talk about the subject of football, I'm more than honest.
What is more of actually? What is
I'll
more?
I'm just giving my honest opinion,
snitch, bro.
my honest opinion.
Isn't it? Oh yeah.
I'm my honest opinion, man. But nah, I've never been a rat, so that's not my game.
You've already done it today.
Well, we're about to get to number 4, but before we do. If you're not subscribed to Filthy Fellas, subscribe now.
Bro, you said Filthy Fellas. I heard Filthy Fellas in ages.
Yeah, it's good.
You know what you just should do? Press the bell.
The notification bell.
That bell's annoying, man.
Sorry.
Right. What? We're trying to get people to subscribe.
You're stepping on the products.
You're stepping
on the
products.
Hit the likes. It's all about the likes. It's all about the likes. The
so
likes.
You need likes.
The likes drive the algorithm onto the YouTube page. So it's all about likes. You need likes.
Well done.
Comment, subscribe,
yeah,
send
likes. Yeah. Like, comment, subscribe. That's the first one.
But in honor of like, comment, and subscribe, we've made it to number 4 on our list. Sometimes plays wide, has been playing a lot in the attacking positions. He was voted for by everyone except Moggs. And I'm going to say the person who should explain it is Jordy, because he had him the same level as myself, Miles and Dan, but Miles and Dan have already explained a player. So Jordy, Bernardo Silva.
Oh, what a player.
You didn't vote for him.
I just forgot.
Yeah. I give him that. It happens.
When it comes to football, he is above honest. You know what I'm saying?
He's an amazing footballer, but I'm not happy he's in the shortlist. Let me get that out of the way.
Why? He's played too many positions, man.
Well, he doesn't hold that space. It's either Alvarez or Foden there. He's on wide. But
seeing him there, he had to be up there.
But the guy is relentless.
Yeah.
Can I?
But you know, Jordy, I got a theory. I think he's a teacher's pet at Man City. I think he doesn't He plays other positions, yeah. That's so rude. Because like Pep's like, please do this for me, Bernardo, and Bernardo be like, of course, I'll do anything for you, boss. That's so rude. I think that's the reason why he plays it. Honestly,
that just makes everybody else rubbish.
I saw him DM against Newcastle.
Played left back.
I said, a left back against New.
That makes everyone else rubbish.
He's actually too good, yeah. And what's mad is, yeah, for the way that we speak about, even if say just on the show, like I know everybody rates him.
It didn't work though.
He's underrated.
Yeah, man.
Like, yeah, but the truth is, there's like bigger names in his team and in his country. Do you got what I'm saying?
He's got to get a position.
I don't know what it is, but he's, bro,
it's
he's
like
so
Neymar
cold,
with Messi, bro.
He needs
like,
a position, bro. Like, you can't, I don't care how good you are, if you ain't got a position,
jack of all trades,
you can't.
Yeah, but that's I don't think
he
needs one.
He does, obviously, because otherwise he'd be top.
De Bruyne don't have one.
But that's Man City. Once you're an attacking player at Man City, you can play anywhere Pep tells you to play. Like, Foden not hold down a position, Bernardo not really hold down a position.
It's Pep.
Kevin De Bruyne might be the only person who sort of holds down the position.
No,
and
don't.
Rodri. Oh, wait, he don't.
9, 8, 6,
like, no one does.
Wing.
That's Nunes. I see Nunes everywhere as well.
There is some truth to that because he's obviously, like, he's unanimously amazing. Yeah. But I think if he held down one spot, we would talk about him. Like,
I think if he held down one
favorable.
Spot, it makes him easier to stop. Because he can pop up anywhere.
I don't think he can stop
can't
that.
Kill him.
I don't think it'll stop him.
I think he's really good in tight space, so it should be right fine everywhere. But it's interesting because when you do get that much freedom, especially from the wing, you come inside, you find yourself on the ball and you've got a certain level of ability, you are hard to get away
imagine
from.
Imagine you're playing against City and you just don't know how to set up because
how the hell
where's he
going to
be?
That guy?
Yeah, like where is he going to be this week?
He's going to be on the left side of the box, then he's going to be all the way on the right hand side. Like, you can't. Like,
his problem is his teammates. Obviously, look, we could put him everywhere, but everywhere you put him, there's someone in front of him who you can't argue. Like you're saying, you see him play the six, but we'll go Rodri. There's no argument there. You see him play through the middle, like in the 10 or whatever, you go De Bruyne. There's no real argument there. Even when he's going from the wings and you got flipping the likes of Mahrez cooking and stuff like that. So it's just his teammates that's actually killing him.
He's the one, you know. Like, he's
the
only good.
He can play in all them levels, all them positions to a top level. None of them other man couldn't do that.
Exactly.
Do you get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, he's the missing piece. You play him. It don't matter where you play him, but you play him.
Kiwior, he absolutely cooked Kiwior.
You gotta commend. You gotta commend someone that's that patient and versatile, because he's never kicked up.
I wouldn't want. If I'm a manager, I don't want him to leave. I offer him the world.
If
I don't want
leaves,
him to leave.
Though,
I think he leaves though.
Where's he going to play? What position again? I think he just goes and plays everywhere again.
He tried to go City. He tried to go PSG and Barca, but I think he's signing a deal.
I think there was a time where it was Arsenal that he was looking at.
Yeah, Arsenal. Yeah,
he was linked with Arsenal, yeah. And then he scored.
Huh? Where does he play for Arsenal?
Anywhere he wants. Anywhere he wants. Anyway, it's Bernardo
Saka,
Silva.
No. So you don't replace him for Saka?
No, you probably
replace him for Odegaard.
Havertz.
You don't replace him for...
It's probably the Havertz one, where like Havertz has that freedom to kind of like go anywhere.
Havertz height is a big part of that. In
yeah,
that team,
massive
though.
Part of the physicality,
goes,
yeah.
Yeah, well, it's easy for Bernardo Silva to fight into Arsenal.
If I saw Odegaard...
Rice goes to the six, what Jorginho's doing now, and then Bernardo Silva does what Rice is doing on the left eight. Or just push up. It would never be the same player anyway, because there's too many. If you're playing against City, there's too many people to worry about. Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, if you give him another midfield, you don't get the same Bernardo Silva. But you know, you got to keep your eye on him as well as Rodri, as well as it was Gundogan, as well as flipping
Mahrez.
All of them.
Every year, Man City seem to be able to like sideline a player. Like, okay, this ain't your year. You're going to do dog work this year. No, don't worry. Next year, you'll get 20 goals.
It's like a label, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is your rollout.
Yeah.
No, this is your album. All right, cool, next. See what I'm saying?
Who is it this year? Like Grealish? Well, that's injuries, to be fair.
Grealish sat down.
Who's getting rolled out this year? Rico Lewis?
But they're bringing him back in now, though.
Rico Lewis is his rollout year.
Yeah, this is Rico Lewis's rollout year.
No, this year.
No. He's better this year now. He's way better this year. Last year was his single. Oh, we got a new guy on the block.
That was a treble, you know. That was a good single.
That's a great single. Great single. Now he's here.
Oh, they gave Foden the keys to the label, I think, this year, man.
Nah, but we all know what he was about. He was a wonder kid.
I know, but he was second.
Alvarez
had a lot of freedom this year,
good.
Yeah.
Like, when you had Cam and Jay, Foden is Cam. He was waiting for Jay to move.
Yeah,
and do you know what? Credit to Bernardo Silva, because Pep Guardiola does have a habit. 2-3 years, you're gone. Bernardo Silva is still here. He's been here for a while alongside the likes of Kevin De Bruyne. I think he should go.
But what's he worth with a contract, though? If he had years on his
least,
contract.
Yeah, probably around 80 just to talk to him, at least.
If he does go, I could always feel like he left and see him, like, right, that was a bargain.
He's a one-er, man. That's a one-er. That's what we're talking about, a one-er.
He's 29.
Yeah. Oh, 30
this year.
Yeah, around,
30
this year.
He's
90. 30 is not the same as 80? The 30s before, though. Are they still doing that? Like, he does look older in the face.
Oh, so now you're signing a man on the face now.
No, I'm just saying he carries his age a little bit and he looks a
that's
little...
That's just Portuguese.
Is
Bruno,
that
Bruno,
is?
Bruno's interesting. Bruno's got these.
Ronaldo looks young.
Yeah, Bruno's got these now. The
PKs, yeah.
Yeah, and it's natural.
Ronaldo looks young.
Ronaldo looks natural. Ronaldo is finished now.
Ronaldo and Casemiro, they've got.
He's missing said 2 more years.
Contacts.
CR7's finished, boys.
Well, number three on our list was voted for by everybody. Poet had him lowest. Margs had him highest at number one. His name is Bruno Fernandes.
Come on, man.
Why do United fans dislike him?
I don't know why.
Do they?
I can't understand it.
No, it's easy to hate the constant.
It is.
It's easy to hate the why? Constant. But the truth is, he's always there.
But always.
Yeah, that's what I'm special. Saying.
Do you know what it is? I think it's because he looks like a rat and he's petulant.
Yeah, it's easy to hate.
And he's petulant.
That. But
what
the truth
word.
Is, never that guy is here. Always, always there, bro. I can't knock him.
The thing is with Bruno, you don't take him off.
His finish the other day was
too
crazy,
much magic.
Bro.
That was tech.
That was magic.
That is crazy.
Say what you want about him, but since he signed, without him, we'll be screwed.
Do you know the greatest people that afford Bruno is, obviously the common folklore is United make players worse. Somehow, Bruno doesn't get that. He just gets called
I hear you.
how come that's the case? I thought,
no, but even when they call him if you sit down and unpack it, they'll go, okay, cool, look, he's not but
yeah,
just,
yeah, that too.
It's just that he plays for United, didn't it? Like,
they're frustrated,
isn't it?
Yeah, they're frustrated.
The frustration.
Man,
we know what he can be.
He's the heartbreak kid.
Bruno's a perfect player, though. I feel sorry for him. I would wonder what he would be like at Man City.
We say we wonder what he'd be like. Yeah. He's actually been really cooking.
Like, no, but I'm saying to you, I wonder what he would be honestly, like if he was at a better club team, where people could actually finish off chances. Or
what would he get? He scored 50 for you lot, right?
74.
There was one chance against Liverpool. He's got the ball in the middle of the park, and I already know Rashford's going to make the run. He doesn't make the run. He ends up playing the ball, and it looks like a bad pass, but it was the same thing they had been doing the whole game, and Rashford just decided to not run this time. I'm saying, in a team that's more efficient, bro.
His stinkers are loud as well, because he don't hide. I'll give him that.
In a different team, you're calling him a madman. From even like this season, from last season, you see the compilations of the chances that this guy creates for his teams and that they're not taking.
Dan, you play centre midfield. Yeah. Be honest. Someone like that picking up positions where you can't even... And then even as a centre-back, bro, I don't even know how he's going to play this pass. I feel like I've got the setup perfect. Next year, you know, the ball's in behind guys one-on-one.
He don't care if it's gone wrong nine times. Like, he's going to try it the tenth.
I feel like Balassi said that, didn't he?
Mm. That finish against Liverpool is not for everyone.
It's not for anyone. That was rude.
Did you see the technique?
How can you dink and swerve? How can it?
Bro, do you know how hard it is to
swerve
it coming this way? You're like 100 yards out.
At Old Trafford and you're losing 1-0, you haven't had one shot on goal.
Cutting across it.
You cut it and went this way.
That was scary, man.
That was amazing technique.
You haven't seen it?
No.
Oh, Steve-O.
Technique, Steve-O, was unreal.
You watched the game and you missed the goal.
You missed the goal?
I was cooking a roast.
Okay, fair enough.
He was cooking as well, boy. He's doing his thing. Shout out Bruno,
man. Do you think he's strong?
Must
like you can hold him off.
Must be.
Nah, he can't be. I don't think he's
strong.
He
doesn't look it.
Yeah. He's not weak, though.
Yeah, he's not weak.
Nah, he's clever. If you're clever, you don't need to be strong.
He knows how to use his body, yeah.
Because he knows how to draw a foul.
He doesn't get hurt, really, either, does he?
I think he missed one game this year, and he's got... Because he's got
suspension. Yeah,
suspension.
Like Granit,
Liverpool.
Boy.
He should leave.
Granit never got injured.
He deserves to be appreciated somewhere. He's only won, the League Cup in his whole career?
That
he should leave, man.
How old is he?
28.
29, I think.
Oh, Barcelona.
Leave Bruno. Go win something, man. 29. Don't go like Kane, though.
He might be too risky
30
for them.
This year.
He's 30 this year.
Like, take care of him. You can play him Bruno CM, maybe. Bruno is a player.
Do you know what it is? Bruno is a player because how many combinations of midfielders has he had and they've all left? But it's never been Bruno's.
Let's look
fault,
at those
really.
Combinations, though, yeah?
Fred.
They're all
Pogba.
They're all kind of built to protect him, you know?
Yeah,
they don't
the
do
guy.
It. It's not the job that they do.
No, they can, but you lot just have bare mistakes.
It's not the job that they do. He hasn't been. When has he ever been protected in that midfield?
There have been players, whether it's Fred and Flipping McTominay, it's always defensive-minded players because they know that he could just go out there and win the game, hopefully.
McTominay's not even defensive-minded, bro. You should see his stats.
Number two on our list. Nit didn't make number one on anybody's list.
Nah, he wouldn't. He's the bridesmaid right now, though. It's annoying until my man leaves, man.
Then he takes over, yeah?
Yeah, because we all know how good he
is.
But
wait,
we all know.
We all know who it is,
man. We all know who it is, though.
Let's wait.
And Jordy had him lowest in fourth, so he can explain Martin Odegaard.
I forgot who I had above him, but clearly who I had above him, I rate.
Well, you better.
Kevin De Bruyne, Bruno, Bernardo Silva.
Come on.
Yeah, I hear that. I hear that.
I don't hear the Bruno thing right now, no. Because I haven't seen... You know what? I don't want to look at it from an Arsenal perspective, but...
You
I think let me land it. I think Bruno could be what Odegaard is. Even though I think Bruno is more special, but he's not in a better
Bruno's
team.
Bruno's not more special than
No. Listen, I don't. If Bruno was in like a well-oiled machine, like a Liverpool, Arsenal, or Man City, we'll see the best of Bruno. But I'm judging him because of what I've seen at Man United. I know how good he is.
They're totally different players, and the only thing that's killing Odegaard is the presence of. Kevin De Bruyne just existing. So, like, just off his past history and his thing, like, you
Odegaard don't shoot enough, Muggs.
If you just go off, if you just go off form,
you don't shoot enough.
Just form, even just this season, then yeah. Odegaard's probably the best player in the league, man. Come on, man, let's have it right.
Hey, you're just saying things.
No, I think. Okay, hang on. Let me go. And if he does shoot enough, it's not good enough. Then, how about that? How much goals has he got?
Last season he got 15.
Do you know how much money I win off Odegaard shots and goals?
Like, Odegaard got 15.
This is literally one of my go-tos. Harry Kane, Openda.
He's gone against Luton midweek. Like, what are you?
Like, he's actually one of my go-tos for betting. He's guessing. Odegaard shoots.
He shoots,
what
bro.
What are you doing? Odegaard, he's shooting.
Calm down.
He does. First person shooter, man.
I'm asking the Arsenal fans. You've told me.
You didn't ask.
You had a stinker, bro. Odegaard. Calm down. Calm down, I'm the one that's putting him up highest, no?
No. What, you discovered Odegaard, yeah?
2 yard passes.
You had him third,
Me and Tigo have been talking about Odegaard since 2014.
Yeah, okay, but he shoots.
15.
16?
He shoots, bruv.
I think he's somewhere close to perfect.
Yes.
He's so good, man.
But there's like, and I try and put my finger on what it is, for a player, and this is why I don't class him as a 10, because there's something that a player needs, which is they got to get flashbacks when they've got the ball to being broke or being like on the back of the bench or whatever it is. So that when there's an inch of a space where you can maybe wrap your foot around it and play something bananas, something crazy that no one saw coming and get around a defender, he doesn't do that.
No,
he doesn't take a risk. He doesn't take enough risk.
That's what I'm talking about. I said shooting, but it's the risk.
No, what?
I disagree.
You just want him to bit more.
I'm saying in that 10 role, in that space between the midfield and the attack, which is not really where he plays, by the way, so I don't say he's a 10. If he had that, like, if he had everything he has and he was Brazilian, or if he had everything that he has and he was from the favelas, or like
he lacks a little bit killer, of grit. He's not a killer.
So you think he's too clean? He hasn't got something raw. He's not raw enough.
For the first team, he's nice.
No, he wasn't nice. At 18 years old, he was told he's a flop.
He's a cute left-footed player who's very super smart, super intelligent.
Too smart.
So because of it, he never has to play that De Bruyne outside of the boot, 60-yard. Like, he just keeps things ticking his way.
But he can.
He is the game.
Let's have it right. He's probably the best player in the league right now.
Doesn't that just make him efficient?
Yes.
No, he's purely, that's what I'm saying though, but there's risk nothing, win nothing. And I'm not saying that's his game, because he's so good and because he has really good attacking players around him, he doesn't need to worry about that. But I'm saying when it comes to big moments in big games, and I think Man City is a good example. He gave the ball away a few times when they were transitioning high up the pitch, and he was just passing.
Yeah, but even
too
Kevin was
safe,
rubbish.
And it was easy to read. And I think Kevin De Bruyne will see us.
You can't base it on that
Kevin
game
De Bruyne,
too,
no,
man.
I'm not. Kevin De Bruyne will see a picture and take a risk on a pass. I don't think Odegaard takes
that risk. He could take that. But the thing is, with Kevin De Bruyne, he can afford to take that risk with that pass, because he knows if he gets it to that player, it's a goal. We don't have that player he could take a risk to.
Well, Saka.
I just don't think it's in his personality. Because with him and Saka's too. Him and Saka's,
Martinelli.
You're saying with Kevin De Bruyne, you can put it in an area and you know there'll be a certain person
Kevin De Bruyne had Gabriel Jesus too, bro. Haaland's
and now he has
but
Haaland's
how many players has he had? He's had Kun Aguero. He's had.
Yeah, and he had Gabriel Jesus.
Jesus didn't start like Aguero, though, man. He's always had like a
Kevin De Bruyne has never faulted on what I'm saying. Whether it was with your striker, who you know is not good enough now, whether it's with Erling Haaland, whoever it is, he's never.
No, but I'm saying Kevin De Bruyne has had reasons to take
a risk,
though.
Risks with these passes. I'm just saying, my thing with Odegaard is he's so smart, he's so efficient, he's so clean, he's so technically pure that I think he always can see the smartest pass when actually there are risks he could
totally
take.
Totally agree, and that's probably what I meant more than he don't shoot.
This ain't gonna land.
He's not in the top 10 for shots taken or shots on target. He should be for a player of his ability.
He's
with that left foot.
He's your brain. There you go.
Drop the phone.
That's it, mate. That's it. He should be. That's my opinion.
Who is
he
in
the
top
10? Evie.
What did he do?
Bruno, Bowen.
I don't know.
Nunes.
I don't know. He
Watkins, Foden, Alvarez, Cole Palmer, Son Minghong. That's Jared Bowen.
That shot's on target.
Look,
that's a lot of wide players, by the way.
He just named the top goal scorers of the league.
No, he didn't.
One of the top goal scorers.
One of them.
Mate.
No. Name that list again, please. That's all I want to hear. I'll tell you, go on.
This is the shots on target.
Just go through one by one.
Name me the names.
Hoyland,
Salah.
Wait, I'm gonna, this is Achilles, guys. No, because what are you doing? No, because you're Steve-O. He's, I want to back you. Is in there, Alvarez in there, Jarrell, like there's brother, Phil Foden's on there. Phil Foden's on there. Name me the players. Name me the players. Listen, my opinion. You can't keep saying name me the players while he's naming you the players. But you just picked out one. Go the list. Because you didn't let me. Name the list. Go the list, brother. Don't poet me, bro. I'll jump the table.
I'll give you, hey, Miles, Miles.
Clearly can't read.
Miles, so, Miles, I'll give you the 10 in order. Haaland, stop, Salah.
Stop, Jesus Christ, boy. Go, finish the list.
After you say a name, I'll say something. Go on.
Haaland.
Top goal scorer.
Salah.
Third goal scorer.
Oh, mate, It's over.
You laughing?
No, you stop.
No, you.
In it, man. Dad,
you
spit him up. Dad.
There'll be no more.
Because he's talking about it.
We tried.
There's no more. Hey, Mouse. It's over.
I think you made your point.
Yep, but you've made a great point, Mouse.
It's over, Mouse.
And it's possible that
Salah.
There'll be no more.
Son.
Foden.
Haaland.
Foden.
Ollie Watkins. He named all the top goal scorers.
Foden.
He didn't do anything.
Foden.
Mouse. You know why they're the top goal scorers?
Why?
Because they take the most shots, you dickhead.
It don't works both ways, brother.
You're an idiot, mate.
Why?
Because they take the most shots, mate.
Why? Yeah, strikers. Brother. He's not a striker.
I expect strikers, though.
Foden.
Bruno's on there.
Foden.
Bruno's on there, leading the league in creating.
Where's your question? Where's your answer now?
You give me
Foden.
One. Okay, cool.
Alvarez.
He's a striker.
Cole Palmer.
Okay, he's a winger.
Shut up, man.
He's an attacker.
Shut up.
He's an attacker.
He takes penalties.
Shush, man.
So what's, wait, one second.
Both of you have a flawed argument.
No, it's not a flawed argument. He just mentioned all the top strikers in the league, bro. No, all the top goal scorers. And compared it to Odegaard.
If you made it attacking midfielders.
If you don't shoot, you don't score.
I just named you three. The next three were midfielders.
He's number two. We rate
Odegaard for his ability should shoot more.
He does shoot.
More.
When you think of...
Top of the league.
Exactly. So you should be in the top list then.
When you think
of more possession, your team's third for most shots in the whole league, and your guy's not in there. Your main man's not in there.
It was midfielders.
And your team's
he is.
Third,
but it's midfielders.
Miles. When you think of an Odegaard goal, you do think of perfect precision, gliding.
Sanitized.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Clinical.
So in reality, if he took a few more risks and just went, let me just.
That's not his
off
game.
Balance. I'm just saying that's the inch to me that stops him being like.
He's got a few of them though.
Double digit assists. And
you can't pick. You can't.
No, but I'm saying that's the difference. I'm saying De Bruyne is just going to at some point. Though. He's just going to grab the ball.
What
by
are
the...
you saying?
Yeah, you're comparing it to De Bruyne. Is it
yeah,
De Bruyne?
What, the number are. One and two on the list. Yes,
we know that. But De Bruyne has been the best midfielder in the world for the past 5 years.
And we're trying to say why he's not the best and why he could get there if he like if he took more risks.
We get it. Yeah, we get it.
No, you don't get it.
Everyone
else gets
take more
all
shots.
Else, Steve, okay. All I would say is it would have been nice to have seen that list of just people that play in similar positions because the first six players you mentioned were people
not,
I expect.
Not the first six. Not the first six.
People I expect Haaland because that's about my opinion. I expect Haaland to have more shots. Watkins to have more shots. Who else was on
Son.
There? Son to have more Salah. Shots. I expect Bruno those guys. New, I expect all of them. But obviously Foden, that challenges your theory. Bruno, that challenges it. But if he's third, that's not bad.
That's fine.
No, it's not
that's
bad.
That's not bad.
But what I'm saying is, we're basically saying why he's number two and not number one is because he's too perfect. Everything goes through a supercomputer
that's
in his
a
brain.
Then.
And he plays percentages.
That's fair enough.
He should be number two.
Whereas De Bruyne might sky one, but he'll hit a couple. Like, you know, the other day he just started just...
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's what makes Kevin De Bruyne, and that's why he's been the best for the past 5 years. We know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we're just saying.
He doesn't understand. He doesn't get it.
For Odegaard to leapfrog
they want to see my man do that.
Yeah.
Just take the ball for 20 yards, bang, smack it.
Yeah.
Take some responsibility of the situation.
I think when you say, is he the best player in the league? I think he could be the best player in the league. I genuinely believe that.
Why don't
I just
do
think. I just think that the...
Our team doesn't have 500 shots. Your team is the second highest shooting team in the league. And your guy is your main guy is not on the list.
Piqueta's
below
him. Why don't Piqueta do it?
Yeah, I just think if he took more risks.
Yeah, man. Me too.
Doesn't need to, man.
You started this team.
No, he doesn't need to.
He doesn't need to.
Man, just to get to number one in the football fellas list, he's going to need.
And you know what? That's what you can't
argue. That's it. That's it.
And even if, when Kevin De Bruyne goes away from this league,
Bruno takes
over. He'll be automatically number one, right? Or one of the best. Maybe.
Martin Odegaard has fewer shots than Rodri.
Bust your gun.
That's bad.
how many goals has he got? Gun. How many goals and assists?
Abdoulaye Doucouré.
Bust your gun.
What? So what?
Oh, Rodri's got more goals than assists, hasn't he?
Has he? Tell me the numbers. Show me the numbers. Go. Show me Odegaard's numbers because we're going to everybody else. But show the man who we're talking about.
Okay. Bro, if he's
that
if,
works.
If there's a six that's got more shots than him, it's proving the point. Just let
no,
him
no, no, don't do that.
That's not his game, though.
Abdoulaye Doucouré's got more shots than him.
But that's not his game, though.
His other girl's game. His other girl's game is to smash a ball from 30 yards and get put the top bins like Kevin De Bruyne.
He shoots
is
a lot.
Is it his game though, Mark?
He shoots a lot. Yeah, he does shoot a lot from outside the box.
You just told me he shoots a lot.
Last season more so. Like I said, because I'm a gambler and he used to win me a lot of money.
Yeah, last season he had.
Last season more so, he was letting it fly. He was ripping it off.
His game though. Rodri's got more goals and assists than.
No, tell me his numbers. Tell me his numbers.
What's it matter? It's more, man.
Odegaard's got 7 goals and 6 assists. Rodri's got 7 goals and 7 assists.
It's only one more. I thought it was embarrassing.
That is not a lot.
But it's Rodri.
Yes, we're just saying someone who sits deep.
Malagan. What's Malagan mean?
For Odegaard to just maybe once or two times just slap that ball.
Yeah, slap that ball. Okay,
get us to 15 goals again.
You want him, but Jordy, they want him to slap the ball. Yeah. And he might miss. But for me, I would rather him
appointment.
1 second. I would rather him slot the ball to Ben White and Ben White just check it in.
I'm going at 6.
Yeah, you're right.
The overlap.
All right, let's get to number one though. Let's get to number one.
That's more of a threat.
Rattled you, didn't I?
You know, I'm first in the league. You know why you can't rattle me? I'm first in the league. I'm first in the league.
Number one on our list, and he was voted number one.
Look at his face, he hates it. I'm first in the league. You can't rattle me.
Number one.
I'm your king right now.
Oh, God.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
Yeah. What do you mean? You don't
what are you
talk
talking
West
about?
West London,
oh, bro, listen. I've watched you at this position loads of times. Just wait.
And I've watched you 12th and 10th loads of times.
You haven't. When's the last time you won a league?
Oh, you're not doing a good job of not looking rattled right now.
Just chill.
I've got two Champions Leagues in the last time. Just relax.
I've got more leagues.
Just chill over there.
You're still a baby boy.
Listen.
You're not even top five.
You haven't even won this league. You're in an absolute dogfight.
You're not anything.
Like, what are you doing?
How many trophies does Chelsea have as a club? Don't do that, Dan.
Malagan. Guys.
What did he just say?
Guys.
You can't think. The dyslexia is just killing him.
I smell a bet.
They've got 5 in their whole entire career.
I smell a bet.
Who?
Dan? I smell a bet.
Five all together.
No. What are you talking
Dan,
about?
Dan, focus. I smell a bet. Just land
he
it.
Can't pay me no money.
Yeah. Bow down.
We're going to talk about number one. Number one was voted number one by everybody except for Margs, who had him third. He is still Kevin De Bruyne.
Wait, can we start with why you had him third?
Because I like Bruno and Paqueta.
I don't understand what we're doing.
You don't want me to take this show seriously.
Margs, I knew it doesn't matter. I could have not put Kevin De Bruyne in this list. He was going to be number one. So
ooh,
I
don't
need
risk
to,
it, man.
So I'm, no, I'm using my list for my agenda.
You got to take risks. That's what we told Odegaard.
Yeah, exactly. Take risks, exactly.
That's what we told Odegaard.
And that's what a risk looks like.
Yeah. A mess.
He's only played like 11 games. He's got 6 assists.
It's ridiculous, bro. He's got 9 goal involvements already.
He's still somewhere in the back of his... He sees in the back through the back of his head, but he still thinks, can this one pass make a goal? That is... And to have that technical ability and also be able to do all that simple stuff, there's no one like
you
him.
You see that great players... see Messi, for instance, recently, when he didn't win the World Cup, it was like, oh, he needs to win a World Cup and to cement legacy, which I never thought that personally, right? I didn't think that personally. But De Bruyne, and I know you don't like international football, but he's won everything club level.
Belgium. When you play for Argentina and you're Maradona's
son. Arguably, that Belgium team was better than the Argentinian team.
But they finished third. Was it finished?
He's had a good international career, all right, man.
Is Samuel Eto'o a legend?
Yes.
Who cares? He played. He's Cameroonian.
He won AFCON.
I was just asking the question.
Who cares, though?
Don't do that.
Hey,
don't do that. We care, man.
No. Respectfully to Cameroon, but it's about if you do it on the international stage and you don't.
He's back.
Did Samuel Eto'o win AFCON though?
Yeah, of course.
No, but you can't pick where you're born.
Bad example.
Highest goal scorer
you can't
of all time.
Pick where you're born, though. He said World Cup.
Oh, it's just a bad example.
No, it's not a bad example.
Bad example.
Nah, but you
a bad example.
You can't pick where you're born.
Tigo, I have no
he
control of my table.
He won 2 African Cup of Nations and he won an Olympic gold medal. No, so just Eto'o was a bad example. It's fine. You're right, Miles.
Giggsy would have been a better example.
Giggsy. Yeah. Whoa.
Georgie Best.
That would have been a better example. Whoa. Say someone else.
It doesn't matter. I don't know why.
Should have said Gareth Bell.
He got. Done.
Back to Kevin De Bruyne. Kevin De Bruyne.
Whatever. Yeah, you can't pick where you're born.
Is that game he came off the bench against Newcastle?
You've had a Pepsi, ain't you?
No. I'm charged up. I'm top of the league.
Eat your Snickers.
Top of the league. Please cut this from.
Yeah, this whole season.
Has Kevin De Bruyne always had
that David Beckham pass? As Kevin De Bruyne always had
that David Beckham pass on the right hand side. Like one of my favorite assists from David Beckham is the goal.
Everyone know why?
Ronaldo in Real Madrid, and I saw Kevin De Bruyne do it about 50 times against Newcastle.
Oh, come on, allow it. That Becker one's crazy.
He can kill you from anywhere, De Bruyne, man.
And that's why I don't like landing on the left-hand side against Crystal Palace.
And you know what? You can ask him to
he's cutting in top bins.
That I'm not sure if Odegaard has. Ask him to, like,
turn the screw. We've been talking about turning the screw.
This point.
You haven't watched Odegaard.
No,
haven't watched Odegaard.
No. But I mean, like that. Not like not sort the situation with a that squash the beef.
He's 100%
right. I'm talking
right,
like
yeah.
that. Like this. This yeah. game is my game.
Yeah.
So come here, all of you, and just whip it. Boom.
You've never seen older.
Wait. You know why?
Miles.
No. Because he didn't do anything there. Because we all agree with that. Oh. Odegaard's not that.
Poe doesn't.
No. He's not that guy. What you said about Kevin De Bruyne is right. Times 10. You don't need to compare it to Odegaard. That's not the two different.
No, that's exactly right.
Two different types of players.
That's what this list is
it doesn't
about.
Make sense.
No. Do you understand what we're doing? Do you know what we're here to do?
Yeah.
We're here.
But you done.
Do you get it?
Not like
are you all right? Are you sick? We are here
but no one
to compare
that. But no
the
one.
Top 10.
No,
who
no.
you think is top 10 and why they are above the others?
He's on a different planet, though. He's gone. He's better
well,
than
everyone
else.
It'd be nice if he could, like every player, every team should have someone that could get it by the scruff of the neck.
But that's but not everybody has a Kevin De Bruyne. That's why he's been the best for the past 7 years in the world. So we can't compare him.
Miles, you can sit this one out. If it's just Kevin De Bruyne,
yes,
everyone's
it is.
Saying that.
It's him.
But you
he's
can sit
him.
Out. You can sit out. We can talk about other players at the same time, and you can
no.
imagine sheep jumping. I don't know what you're going to do.
He's just arguing.
Kevin De Bruyne is miles better than Martin Odegaard for me. We all know that.
You're comparing
man.
Odegaard and De Bruyne. It doesn't make sense.
He can be miles better than Odegaard, can have something better than him, or can have something that he does that's as good as him.
If they play one on one,
I think so.
Kevin De Bruyne wouldn't see the ball.
If
they play five a side, Kevin
a
De Bruyne wouldn't get
Kevin
near
De Bruyne.
Him.
Okay.
Yeah, like a better short passer, maybe like
I don't think
at, like, moving chess pieces.
I don't
just
think he's
yeah.
a better short passer than Kevin De Bruyne.
Probably got better touch.
I don't think so. He ain't got a better touch than Kevin De Bruyne.
Hey, filthy at five.
Listen, yeah.
yeah, that was good, boys. table.
KDB's him.
I tried my best. I really did.
We're going to do the top 10 now to round out this show. Number 10, we had Ross Barkley. Number 9, we had
Cold.
Dominic Szoboszlai. Number 8,
not
we
good.
Had Morgan Gibbs-White.
Should
number
be
7, we had Eber Richieze.
Nah.
Number 6, we had James Maddison.
Yeah.
Number 5, we had Lucas Paqueta.
Sick.
Number 4, we had Bernardo Silva.
ADHD.
Number 3, we had
oh, yeah.
Number 2, we had Martin Odegaard.
Severe ADHD. Four, ADHD.
Probably CTE as well.
He's acoustic, man.
Arsenal's winning Champions League.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get 3 Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.